There is a warrior deep in the heart of every man. Society tells men to be soft and stay in line. The church tells men to be nice and quiet. But Jesus calls men into a dangerous adventure, an epic battle. Last week, Chad Lambie, a retired Naval Special Warfare crewman, told us his story of overcoming impossible odds to reach his goal. Now, I've got to tell you a Chad story from the first weekend we met at Blueprint for Men's event called Iron Sharpens Iron. At Cajada Springs, there's something called the Giant Swing. It's basically a metal bench with a loose harness attached to a cable. The swing is pulled back and up between two telephone poles. Then some brave rider has to reach behind himself, grab the release rope, and give it a yank. It releases, and the swing drops straight down before it goes forward. We called it the drop of death. I got to sit next to Chad on this flimsy thing, and my heart's pounding, and Chad's cracking jokes and having way too much fun. And we finally get to the top. It stops with this jolt and shake, and I'm gripping the chains, trying to act cool, when Chad looks over at me and says, "Why don't you pull the cord?" "Sure thing," I say. But that meant I would have to lean backwards and let go of the chains in front of me. I wouldn't be holding on to anything. I had to look cool, so I leaned back and grabbed the release cord and gave it a hard yank. But nothing happened. Well, the guys all laughed and made fun of my manly strength, so I gave it another good tug. Nothing happened again. "Come on, Grant," Chad said. "I'm getting bored." Well, I tried one more time, but nothing happened. "I think this thing's broken." I turned to say something and heard a click. We dropped like a rock. My stomach hit my throat. My butt left the seat. I knew I was a goner. And then we started to swing forward, and my terror melted into fun. Chad looked at me and said, "Your face was priceless. Your eyes got so big, I almost didn't notice you screaming like a little girl." Well, we had a lot of fun that night. Good, serious talks about our faith and our family. Jokes and teasing about my muscles and soprano singing voice. It was like a taste of that community Chad talked about last week. Chad said that a community like that can only come through enduring suffering together. In today's episode, Chad talks about how we can gain strength through suffering and why good men don't make excuses.
I don't even have to know the guy. If I know that he's SWCC or SEAL, there's an automatic, immediate understanding of respect because we have endured the same pain, the same process, swimming the same oceans, running the same beaches. We know what we went through. And so when I can look across the table and see that pin or see that accomplishment, there's an immediate respect because of the suffering. That's what it boils down to, is the amount of suffering that we've gone through together.
It's interesting because in society today and in life, you know, none of us want suffering. Like, everyone's whining. They want it to be good, and I'm a victim, and this isn't fair. And a lot of people play that victim card to try to get up on people or get ahead in life. And so what you're saying is, like, the suffering, the actual thing that most people don't want, is what built the community and what gave you confidence and what built you up as a man. And so sometimes I think when we're going through tough stuff, we're like, "God, why? Because we want, you know, roses and cake and flowers and all the good, easy things. Like, maybe God's putting us through our own tour, you know, our own hell week, not because he's punishing us for our sin, but because he's like, "You know what? I want to help you build that kind of community. I want to give you that kind of strength." And that only comes through the testing.
Absolutely. You know, and I might have had a leg up in the mindset because I was born with the syndrome that I had. But every man has to go through their trials and through their fires. And being able to be there with those guys and going through their own adversities, it was very impactful to be able to see what they were able to come out with and how they looked on the other side. So yeah, I'm kind of weird this way. I like to go through pain because I know I've experienced it. I know I'm going to be different on the other side of that. And I'm going to be able to look back and say, "Wow, we're stronger." And if you can do it with people, you guys have that experience together that no one else can take away. Maybe we can get through a couple things by ourselves, but you're so much stronger if you can lift up and empower people throughout the process, and vice versa, they're doing it back for you.
This reminds me of a story I heard about Hell Week for the SEALs. It was at the very end of the training and everyone is like mush, and the trainers took them to the mud flats, and it's this place where it's muddy and the wind is blowing and everyone's freezing and miserable and tired and hungry, and the trainers take them out there and they make them roll around in the mud and get super dirty and wet all over again. And then they make them lay on their backs and they say, okay, we're going to stay here until five of you quit. Well, after a couple of minutes, one guy in the back just started singing at the top of his lungs, and it was out of tune and sounded bad, but other guys started singing, and pretty soon all of the recruits were just singing at the top of their lungs. And even though the trainers were yelling at them and threatening them and saying, you can't sing anymore, you have to stop, they just kept going. And because of the singing and of the encouragement they were giving each other, not a single man quit there at the mud flats. And that just shows me the power that we have to encourage other people.
People will succeed when otherwise they thought they would fail. And here's a quick one for you. There's a guy that I graduated with, and I won't say his name because I haven't talked with him about this, but he came up to me on graduation day and said, Lambie, if you would have quit, I don't think I would have made it. Hey, you inspired me to stick with it. So I thank you for making it, because I'm here because of you. And I never even knew that he was struggling with that. So that just goes to show you, if you work together and you go through the whole process together, people are going to succeed further than they ever thought they could. So stay the course, do hard things with other people, and amazing men and women will come out through trials.
So what advice do you have for anyone out there with like a real disability or disadvantage?
Well, first you have to understand your true limitations. Many times limitations are told to you by other people, and this is what you can and cannot do. And the only way you're going to really know your true limitations is by being able to push a threshold and to see, wow, I am actually capable of so much more. I know I've told you the story of doing 500 four-count flutter kicks. Well, with my hip dysplasia and with all the issues that I have, I shouldn't even have been on that playing field, but I pushed it further than people that could do the movement properly. So to say that, well, because I was born this way or because I have this issue, really is not the end all be all. Now, if you're missing a complete arm and you want to do two-handed push-ups, well, that's going to be a lot more difficult because you're going to need a prosthetic arm. My point is you need to push the limits of what you're truly capable of doing, and then you'll be able to see your full spectrum. I honestly didn't know what I was truly capable of doing until I got myself in the fire of going through special forces training. So I would challenge people, even if you're born with disabilities, get out there and try things that make you uncomfortable, and you're going to see, whoa, I can do a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more.
You told me that as you were joining the Navy, you kind of decided in your life, you know what, I'm going to do the right thing again. I'm going to be close to Jesus again. What role did he play with you as you're going through selection and your actual tours?
Yeah, good question, Grant. I had God close to my life for many years, born and raised Christian. And when things spiraled out of control for me, when I didn't go the path that I believed that I was supposed to be on, I walked away from God for a while. But when I was challenged by my brother to come in the Navy, I just made a commitment. You know what? I need God in my life if I'm going to succeed at this. And I began to go back to church as much as I possibly could in the Navy. In boot camp, it's really hard. You get Sundays off. But I began to make a statement that I'm a Christian. Even on my dog tags, it says Seventh-day Adventist. And the more I talked about it, the more people began to watch me. And I kind of had a target on my back, but I really didn't care because I was committed to living the life of a Christian. And when I got to selection, I continued to live that lifestyle. I didn't go out and party. I didn't go out and do things on Saturday. I would go to the local churches that I could and continue to maintain that relationship that I absolutely needed. I needed that strength to help me stay the course so that I personally, Chad Lambie, would not fall off the wagon again. I didn't want to go down into that dark place again because I was away from God long enough, and I knew that I needed him, especially going through this trial sometime. So God was always there when I got into the Navy. And I was blessed. I'm telling you, I was so blessed being in the Special Forces in the military because I always had weekends off. They would work the snot out of us 5 days a week. But come Friday, they said, get out of our face. Don't come back till Monday. And we got the weekends to ourselves. And I got to continue to maintain that relationship with God. And it was not only good for me, but it was good for other guys to witness and see because they knew I was different. And that played a big role later on in life.
What is your life purpose now? Now that you're out of the special ops community, you've had this big accomplishment, this notch in your belt, and now you're looking at the rest of your life. Like, what's next for Chad Lambie?
Well, my whole passion in life is helping people with disabilities and struggles, specifically cleidocranial dysplasia, but anything, and help them to realize there's so much more that they're leaving off the table. And when people can realize that they have more potential, then the accomplishments mean so much more and they can go so much further. And we can then help our community and ourselves and our family. So that is really my passion in life, is to reach in to anyone that will listen and pull out their full potential, just like my dad did, just like my brother did. They were my swim buddies in life and they helped me to see my full potential. And if I had that opportunity to walk alongside and say, you know what, you can handle this. I want to give you the keys to success if you just try, if you just work at it, if you just go for it. You will see that you can be a huge asset for yourself, for your family, for your community around you. And when we all recognize that we're working together as a team, it's not just one person on an island, but we're all working together, amazing things are going to happen, not just for us, but for the Lord, our community, our church, everyone around.
Wonderful. I know there's guys out there that want more of this inspiration. So how do they do that?
Well, I've got this project I've been working on with my friend Joseph Washburn and Jesse Washburn. It's called the No Excuses Project, and I highly recommend signing up and giving it a go. You might think you're not capable of doing the physical aspects of the project, but even if you just put forth a little bit of the effort, you're going to see that you have more potential than you realized before you came. Well, you can also find out about us at noexcusesandthenumber3.com. And within there is a contact us form. You can always just write in there and it'll go right to my email. So that is the first challenge, the first step, I would say, to testing the metal that's within each and every one of us that we don't realize that we have, so that we could become something amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Guys out there, Chad has also written a great book called No Excuses that you can get on Amazon. You can also order it through his website. And he is a traveling speaker. So he's a motivational speaker. So if you want him to come talk to your kids at a school or do a church event or talk to your men's group, just reach out to Chad and see what you can get figured out with that. I know you'll love it. He came to a Blueprint event last year and it was so inspiring. The guys just loved everything that Chad was saying, and he was really used by God to push men to embrace the suffering, to be disciplined, to have community with other guys, and to not give up. So Chad, thank you for your service and what you're doing now in your service for the Lord. You're an inspiration. I know God's going to do great things with you.
Praise God. And I know he's doing the same thing for you guys over there at the Blueprint for Men. You're doing a great job, Grant. God bless.
We need more men like Chad and Joseph to stand up. God gave each one of us the heart of a warrior. And society and sin and Satan have ganged up on men, trying to beat us down, to keep us quiet, to tie us up, so they can wreak havoc on our families and our country. The battle is raging, and too many men are AWOL. God is calling you to get back into the fight, to lead, and to sacrifice. That's what Jesus did. And he's the Blueprint for Men.